You ain't never been on E Block, bitch. You too excited.
Shit.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com.
You are now checking us out in Cali, NYC, down south in the ATL. Both of the Carolinas, man. Shout out to the people in Dallas. Shout out to the people in motherfucking Korea, as you love to say. Down in Chicago, man. Everywhere else that's listening. Shout out to my people out in Boston, too. I got people in Boston, D-More. Definitely out in Brooklyn and Harlem, dog. What up to y'all? And, of course, right here in the city of Detroit, dog. You already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet. Straight from the E-Block Radio Live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Waking Bank Show. Got my man Angry Man in the building.
You did the best I can with
it. I got my man Monk Money somewhere and shit. Hopefully he good. we gonna pray for him and shit. And, like I said, pour yourself down the drain and shit.
He in jail.
Damn, that'd be fucked up if he was, though. If he in jail, dog, he jinxed him and shit. Anyway, what's good with you, dawg? What's poppin' with you, Angry Man? What's going on with you, dawg? It's been a little weak and shit. What's going on?
Yeah, I can't complain, man.
Yeah.
Everybody got a story.
That's for sure.
I'm just been chilling, man.
Yeah.
I'm on mission on the grind.
Can't be mad at that.
I'm recording nickels and dimes.
Really? So you rap now?
Huh?
You rap now? You know, I thought you look refreshed, though. Like you got a few days off work and shit. I'm excited for you.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I can tell, though. You look less stressed.
Yeah.
That's what's up, though.
Full change.
Right. Shout out to niggas that's less stressed for not going to work.
Nah, man, it's just been, you know, ripping and running.
Yeah.
You know, making sure if it's angry, all right.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, so we got, I forgot to mention, it was already rolling when he came in and shit. We got three mics set up. My man Tap said he might pull up Hightower and shit, but I ain't sure if he's coming for him, but I just had the mic ready for him just in case.
Oh.
So my dog might pull up and shit. Right, but if not, we just go hold this motherfucker down, dog. Did you get a chance to watch the movie, dog?
No.
What are we going to talk about today, then? I told y'all niggas to watch the fucking movie.
I was kind of tired of it.
I feel you, dog. That's why I hit niggas early and shit, dog. What up, though?
What's up, gang?
We thought you had flushed yourself down the toilet. We wanted to show you.
Almost.
Yeah, I feel you, dog. We're going to talk about it a little bit, so if y'all didn't see it, it's too bad. Because spoiler alerts, nigga. We're talking about this shit, man. Yeah, we gotta talk. I won't get into details and shit. We'll just talk some. Nigga Tap's supposed to be pulling up. I ain't sure if he actually coming. But shit, you can get on your side or however you want to do it. However you want to do it. We're going to slide in the middle of shit. I don't know. Don't forget, man, if you check us out on IG Live, man, hit us up on eblockradio.com. You pull up on the full studio view, which looks completely different today because we're working off some different software today. So we'll see how this works.
Yeah,
it should be dope though. Now I even got a chance to we can all be on camera at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Like to do that shit.
Okay.
So, anyway, trying to though. Yeah. So anyway, what else been popping with you other than that? That's it.
No, man.
Yeah.
Ain't
nobody trying to abduct you or no shit.
Not lately.
Dog, this nigga just pulled out a big ass bag of weed, dog. That shit look like a garbage bag. What the fuck? Anyway, dog.
So sorry.
You all good, dog?
Nobody tried to steal me lately.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
That's a plus.
Definitely a plus.
Nobody tried to take nothing.
Right. Anyway, what more? What's been up with you, dog?
Not much, man. Keeping, you know, low on the floor like an ant staying out the motherfucking way. You know what I'm saying? Ain't really too much been up with me, bro. Like, honestly, man, shit, nigga been fucking trying to grind, man. Trying to figure out how to fucking financial fucking shit, bro.
Nah, I feel that.
I need to start fucking making money work for me when I ain't working.
Oh, yeah, you know, for sure. That's the thing. We start investing in something.
I have to. Something. Yeah.
It's like that.
Hell yeah, I'm about to put a pit out in the corner, nigga, and do what everybody else does.
I don't know why you have it.
I'm about to.
I really don't know why you have it, though. For real, I ain't gonna lie to you.
I'm about to, shit.
They got the space right up there on, I don't know if you want to be over here and shit, but right up there on Commons and shit. See, they got that shit blocked off. They let niggas do pop ups and shit over there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I guess somebody must have rented that whole little plot or something. I don't know. You seen it? Mm-hmm. They got the sticks all around that bitch and shit. Like, they didn't corner it off. My sign say like call for, you know, if you want to pop up some shit.
So that shit.
That's kind of right in the neighborhood. That shit might be straight. Or you can just be mobile, niggas just move around and shit.
Yeah, that too.
Since you got that new truck, you know what I mean? What's been popping with you now? What's your life been like for a week?
Man, I graduated to the big boy, you know what I'm saying? Sure. And shit, I love my shit now, shit.
Yeah, so you love that shit now.
I love that bitch, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you, that motherfucker is doing the right thing for me, bro, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
I call the bitch. I want to change the name, but you know what I'm saying? Black Lightning is what it is right now.
Black Lightning?
Yeah,
Black Lightning.
That's my bitch name.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm just going to treat my bitch right.
That's what's up, dog.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you, dog.
So excited to always.
Welcome back to the trucks.
Yeah. Always excited to get a little bitch.
Hell yeah. Because you had a, what you had before? You had a truck before at one point.
Bird.
Yes, yeah. I can remember what that shit was. Yeah. Then you had the other shit too, the smaller shit.
The Blazer.
Yeah, the Trailblazer or something like that. Yeah. I remember that shit. It's been a long time.
Yeah,
hey, time for you to get back to the motherfucking trucks, my nigga. Yeah. Angry Principal says that Scooby Doo lunchbox.
It is.
Oh,
this shit got all kinds of Scooby snacks in it.
No, he's still. Dre checking in. What up, though? Son of Liberty checking in. Yeah, we on this new software, though. I think it's working, you know, so I'm kind of excited about that. Anyway, what else been popping with you, though? So you ain't get a chance to watch shit either.
I watched a little bit of it before I fucking passed out. I'm sorry, I gotta watch some of it.
Some of it.
I watched it, you know, the beginning and shit, and everything, you know. I didn't get into everything. I just got into a part where my man got killed and shit like that.
Yeah, gotcha. All right, so yeah, we can talk about that shit a little bit. How was the weekend out there? Any motherfucking festivities over the weekend? Cooking and shit? Taco motherfucking festivals or something?
No, I was actually, my baby boy was working with his uncle for the first time on food on the game.
On game track? Okay, how did it go?
He worked all weekend with him and shit.
Yeah.
At the festival downtown Farmington.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was late. You know?
That's what's up. Okay. Dog out here getting his little work on and shit.
Yeah, bought him a video game immediately.
I was gonna say, hopefully, I'm paying him shit.
Yeah, he paid.
I can go on most injury shit.
Yeah, we pay him.
I got a little work I need to do for that nigga too and shit. Probably he ain't fucking with me no more.
Jay,
he probably fucking with me no more. Right. I've been on standby for about 6 years and shit. You know, got this little corporate situation going on, so there definitely ain't no time. Right. My bad, I got you next time. Of course not, dog. We never have no life, dog. You know that.
He smoked
blacks,
though.
I guess that. And like he says, you gotta go to therapy.
Yeah, I'm gonna go
to therapy. All right, I'll talk a little shit before we get back there. Rita checking in. What up, dog? Rita, we ain't seen you in a long time.
Rita, who that is? Rita?
All right, so look, this weekend, dog, this weekend was kind of dope for me, man. I'm a little bit excited. This weekend I had a chance to direct my first corporate video and shit. It was a corporate training video. So some shit I could direct and didn't have to actually shoot myself, so that was exciting. I had a little camera crew and everything out there to shoot at my corporate entity. got that completed this weekend, so that was kind of dope and shit. That was probably the most exciting thing this weekend. What happened last week, dog? It's crazy that we be going for a week now. Like I be forgetting, it'd be a whole lot of shit in between. What we do gotta talk about, I'm gonna wait till dog get back though. We're gonna talk about what we was talking about last week, my old girl saying that you know, she got kidnapped and shit. And since then, some different stories that came out. So we're gonna rap about that shit a little bit. Thanks, Rita, appreciate that shit, dog. What else been popping though? I think that was really about it, dog. So fuck it, let's just jump into that shit, right? All right, so like last week we talked about Carly. I think she's in Alabama somewhere in there. Had, you know, said it was a baby on the side of the road or some shit. She went to go check on the baby and she got abducted or whatever. That was the story. So since then, apparently this was all a fabrication. Now this is what I was thinking last week anyway, but I was afraid to say it because, like, you know, want a victim chain and shit, right? So I don't know what it is. Like, was she, the word on the street, like, it's a rumor. Like, I don't know how true it is. They were saying that she was trying to cheat on her dude or some shit to get to the other nigga and shit, right? So that's what they say part of the story was. I don't know how true that is. But anyway, she lied about this whole shit, dog. She lied about the whole fucking shit, dog. And we wanted to say that shit last week, but we didn't want to be, you know, we didn't want to be like that and shit. But so like, but what I don't understand is why, like, people mad, right? People are mad, especially the people locally, because they really put in, like, the real life effort to go search for it. Like, niggas was, you know what I'm saying, banding together, looking for some shit that wasn't true. And, like, niggas, I feel like niggas got the right to be mad. What I don't understand is people getting on, let me make sure I say this right. People are defending her, right? And saying that people shouldn't be bashing her. But, like, why?
Why we should?
That's what I'm saying. Like, why?
Like.
Why we should, though? Am I wrong for that? Like, why we should?
I don't think nobody wrong with that. You know, some shiesty shit.
Exactly.
And put some shiesty shit in the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of black women out here that's coming up missing for real. That human trafficking shit is for real. And for them to waste that effort on a bitch trying to get some dick.
Right. At least that's the story. I don't know if that's right.
That's probably it.
What was the end game, though? Like, what was she thinking? Like, just what was going to happen after she would have got fucked?
She wasn't trying to lose her other buddy. You know what I'm saying?
But, like, so after that, what, she was just going to magically reappear? Like, oh, I'm back. Yeah. What the fuck? Hey, man, what would you do if your daughter did some shit like that, dog? Because this is what I'm curious, because her parents was all on TV, like, oh, you know, y'all can't be saying this. Like, she got abducted, she got attacked, all shit. What would you do, dog? If it was one of your daughters did some shit like that, dog, and you all on TV defending her and shit, the next thing you know, you find out she was telling a fucking lie to go fuck on Craig. The fuck would you do with that shit, bro? What would I do? Yeah, cause I'm asking you because you got daughters and shit, so this shit could theoretically. I'm hoping that none of your daughters just fucking crazy. But theoretically, you got daughters. So, like, what would you do, though?
Punch him in the motherfucking jaw. No, I'm dead serious.
Oh, okay, I laughed, though. I'm hoping that you ain't really going. Anyway, go ahead.
No, I'm dead serious. I would hit him in the motherfucking jaw.
Yeah.
Yeah, every right to.
Niggas ain't got every right to.
No, I'm serious. Man. I would just punch the third world shit out of one of them. Yeah, some shit like that.
Made me look stupid on national TV.
No, I stupid as hell.
Nah, if you wanted to get away, there's numerous ways you could have did that.
Yeah.
Tell that nigga you're going on a girl's trip.
Something.
You got relatives out of town. I'm going to visit one of my relatives.
Tell a lie like that.
Yeah.
Don't get abducted.
And have children, abducted children in and shit and everything.
Why you putting babies all in the situation? Right? They got nothing to do with nothing.
You training that shit. You been pointing that shit.
Some big ass joint.
Pointing that shit off, man.
Plotting that shit. She was plotting that shit.
There's too many things, like I said, that you wanted, or just tell a nigga, look, man, I ain't fucking with you this weekend.
Something. So that shit was just, that shit crazy.
You know, you don't play like that.
No, you shouldn't. And like you said, there's too many, there's a lot of black women out here really getting abducted and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you don't play like that.
Yeah. Like, and not just women, it's just people out here getting took. Hell yeah. So you can't fucking play like that. And I got the right to be fucking mad.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one thing. I probably would punch him right in the motherfucking jaw.
I'm gonna need you to quit saying that live on air shit.
Why?
Cause like I'm not gonna be perpetuating beating up my kids and shit.
Oh, she been live on being abducted. Have me on.
Yeah, but you can't beat her up.
Shit. I'll tell you all the time. Right.
I mean.
That right ass whooping will stop you from doing dumb shit.
Goddamn, motherfucker, weed and shit.
Damn. Mom, don't I tell them all the time?
Yeah.
That right ass whooping will stop you from doing dumb shit.
Yeah, you know, he went almost went to jail for some shit.
So, and you know, almost went to jail. He did.
But we're going to say nothing about that.
But, nigga, don't play with me.
All right. Let me hit this bitch before it goes out.
So, for real, like, nigga. She deserves everything that she's getting, bro. I'm sorry. Like, I mean, y'all can feel sorry for you all you want to, but she came up with all the this shit.
All this shit.
Just to get some dick. I'm just saying she came up with all this shit. Just to get some
and still got caught.
Now you out there for real. Not just your family knowing, but the whole world know that. You know,
and now there's some real it's a real penalty for this shit.
Yeah.
She
wastes a lot of manpower, a lot of money for fucking.
The nigga he was trying to hide from. Nobody know.
So everything fucked up.
Everything fucked up, man. You put yourself
in. So you and you put dog in the situation. The nigga he was trying to go fuck. Cause he like, bitch, I ain't steal you. Yeah. You gotta get the fuck out of here. And that's why she went home. Cause he like, hey, fuck that. Cause they looking for you. And they find you here. And they believe this abduction story, nigga. They gonna think I stole you. You gotta get the fuck out of here. Ain't no pussy that good.
Hell no.
No pussy that good. I ain't gonna
get
hold
the
you.
Fuck out of here.
I didn't see some good pussy.
I done felt some good pussy.
I done felt some good pussy. But ain't no pussy work that shit, though.
No, not my motherfucking wife. Then I be getting no pussy at all. Fucking over yo shit. For sure. Right. Pussy trying to get some mouth pussy.
End up with boy pussy. That real bonus hoe. So yeah, that shit backfired like motherfucker. Rita said she pulled a stunt to manipulate an emotion out of her boyfriend so he can show that he valued her. Oh, really? Man, look, ladies, if it's gotta be another way. It's gotta be another motherfucking way, dog.
Yeah.
That nigga's a good remix. I know. Yeah, no, Son of Liberty is a different setup, dog. We trying some new software this week, dog. I think I kinda like it, so I think we're gonna fuck with it. Sometimes we can be on camera at the same time. Shit, that's kinda dope and shit.
It's a whole lot of shit she retained.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of shit she could have came over. That shit don't make no sense.
Totally different, bro.
Completely different, dog. And that, again, it's just fucked up for the people who out here really getting took. Nigga, like, I.
At the end of the day, do put emotional motherfuckers.
What's that?
Blame it on your parents. I'm going to spend the weekend with my parents.
Right, I mean, at this point, she's 25, right? She's 24, 25. I'm going to
spend the weekend with my parents.
You can still use all of those excuses at 25. Yeah.
Meantime.
Hell no. I don't know, man, but it's fucked up.
You know she went? She know she went, though?
Pound time.
Pound time.
I knew that shit. I knew it was going to pound time.
Pound time. That's crazy, man. She did all that shit for some dick, bro. And we have the right, like you said, you know, every right to be upset about the whole situation because you know, you swindled a lot of fucking manpower, a lot of time, and a lot of wasted, you know what I'm saying, energy. And your ass wasted energy on some dick that wasn't yours, that you weren't supposed to be there. Like, bitch, you got a whole lot weren't supposed to be. And you expect the motherfucker to be like, have some sympathy for you? Hell no, I ain't got no sympathy for you.
At all.
No, because it's for real. Like, it's a lot of people that come up missing and shit. They could have been looking for somebody else, goddammit.
Yeah, just quite honest. Yeah, I really don't have no other way to say that. Yeah. It could have been
a whole lot of people that didn't even know you that was concerned.
Yeah.
This shit came on with a mission.
No, right. Exactly. Yeah. Son of Liberty, yeah, we got a third seat. My man Tap was supposed to have been pulling up. He might be running late or he might not be pulling up, but we had the seat ready for him just in case. Shout out to my man Tap from the Oh Yeah, We Tapped In podcast. I think they're getting back together later on this year. But yeah, that's what the third seat for. But yeah, so I'm looking at that shit, dog, and then, of course, thinking about the movie and shit, dog.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
The eBlock Radio Podcast Network loves our fans, and we need your help. Click the link in the description and become a patron on our Patreon page. You can help us continue to deliver informative and funny entertainment as we've always done. But not only that, you'll have a chance to win free gifts, cash prizes, and get access to behind-the-scenes footage, videos, and photos. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and click that link in the description and become a patron on our Patreon page.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
talking about motherfuckers missing shit, right? So, again, we talking about they clone Tyrone. So, I don't know if you've seen it yet. So, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, I won't give too many. You're going to have to relike that shit because I'm talking. But, yeah, so I won't get too many details in case you want to see that shit, but it's going to be a couple of spoilers. But it's the thing, though. Motherfuckers are coming up missing, right? So, this part of the movie and shit, right? So, motherfuckers coming up missing, and they... I'm just going to give an overall thing. So, they basically cloning motherfuckers, though, but they cloning the niggas who fucking up the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? So, you cloning the ones who the bad seeds. So, you can make sure that every city has these people to keep fucking up the community, basically. That's kind of the bottom line. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say that it's realistic, but I can see how some shit like this can happen. Yeah, yeah. But, dog, and it's how they was attacking communities, dog. They put it in the chicken, and they put it in the, they put it in the perm,
and, a beer.
And they put it in the beer, and guess where else they put it, dog? Church. I knew y'all was thinking it. I'm not going to get heavy on the Christian shit, dog, but they put it in the church, and unfortunately, I won't say all, but a lot of churches are a problem. Yeah. And I'm not saying religion is a problem. It kind of is, but the church, some churches, is a problem in the neighborhood, dog. And it could be a central area to put those types of manipulations into the community and make them do what you want them to do. And the music, of course. They said something about the music. The music shit, we always have a debate about. I'm not sure about that, dog. But I guess there is something in some music that make you do certain shit, though. But anyway, so that's the kind of the overall of the movie. Do you think some shit like that could really happen? To where they actually controlling a whole neighborhood or a whole city based on some shit like that and cloning like the bad seeds and shit in those communities to make sure they keep on fucking up the community, though. Think that shit could happen in real life?
No.
Why not, though? Why you don't think it could happen?
I mean, how could it happen?
Just like that?
No. I mean, my thing is...
I mean, well, look at this, though. There's a lot of motherfuckers missing. Mm-hmm. Where them bodies at?
I don't know.
So how you know they not replicating them motherfuckers? How you know? Like, what do you... You know what I'm saying? You don't know.
If they replicated them, then they wouldn't be missing.
They missing from here. But they could be duplicated for another place, though. To be a bad seed there. Like they was making a whole bunch of copies of like the same motherfuckers.
No. My thing is, this here. I said it before when we had this debate in college. I said it before when we debated it many moons ago on the show.
Is this about them actually being able to manipulate the whole population or the actual idea of cloning?
Okay. I mean, and like you said, you know, they say, you know, music influence, religious influence, all that bullshit. I mean, if you're dumb enough to follow the shit, then that's your fault. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, you got to be, there's something probably mentally wrong with you if that's all it took for you to act the goddamn fool any goddamn way.
I mean, you can't say that about church.
Well, how come you can't?
So you call all Christians damn fools and shit for following?
I didn't say all Christians.
I mean, that's what you just said.
I mean if you dumb enough to take the bad out of it, then that's your fault. don't blame me for it. Don't blame everybody else for it. Mm-hmm. If that's what I'm saying is, if that's all it took, it's like Monk always said, they need to open up them institutions again. If there's something wrong with you. If that's all it took for you to hear a song and go out and kill everybody, there was something wrong with you anyway. It wasn't the music.
I feel
it wasn't the music. If you go to church and you hear a message and you decide to go out and kill everybody, you had an issue anyway. It wasn't the message.
That's a bad example, though.
No, that's what it is, bro.
That's a bad example.
No, that's what it is.
That's a bad example of church.
All
right. I don't think no church is. Well, I ain't gonna say that. I don't think that's the main issue with church. I think the main issue with church is making people rely so heavily on religion and not being productive motherfucking human beings. They got nothing to do with killing motherfuckers.
I don't think that what you just said was a good example. Like relying heavily on religion is not the problem. I think when it is...
Hold on, say that again. I can't believe you said that.
It's the building.
You know, I can't believe you just said that.
It's the building. I mean, when the last time you actually been into a church, it's the building, it's not the religion. It's what goes on inside the building amongst the people.
It's got nothing to do with religion.
It's not.
So they didn't put niggas in captivity for motherfucking hundreds of years based on religion.
Wars
because of religion. Nigga, stop.
I don't think it's the religion. It's the building we talking about now. It's
age old practice.
It's the building. A lot of people don't go to church because they didn't want to deal with people inside of the building. Mm-hmm. That's what that is.
And don't we talk about black people being oppressed and shit a lot? and what y'all always say about niggas always the most forgiving motherfuckers?
Turn the other cheek.
Where they learn that from? The building? Fucking religion, nigga. Religion.
First you learn it at home. You learn home before you learn religion.
Ain't nobody's home ever told nobody to turn the other cheek. Nigga, where at? Did anybody in your house tell you to turn the other cheek?
At one point, you got.
Nigga, stop.
You got a lot of.
Parents. Wait. Now you just lying.
No.
Your mama and your old man at any point told you to. Okay. All right. What my nigga Joe Bubby saying? Oh, we potting now. I got you. We potting.
No.
Nigga doing it for the camera. We potting.
No.
Yes, nigga.
Their first reaction would be to tell me to chill the fuck out.
Their first reaction is, don't come in here without fighting that nigga or I'm going to beat your ass. Every black parent told their kids that.
Yeah, I've been talking. You ain't let me finish. You over talking. I said their first reaction would be like, chill the fuck out. Then after that, handle your motherfucking business.
You believe that, my boy? Or is he potting?
They're only my parents. I only live with them. I didn't say they told me to come in there and turn all my cheeks at the same goddamn time. I said their first reaction.
Turn all my cheeks though. That should just sound funny. I'm sorry.
No, I get you, but their first reaction was, you know, to chill the fuck out.
Right.
Now, after that,
then
go out there and handle your motherfucking business. I didn't tell you they didn't tell me not to handle my business. They didn't tell me to go out there and beat my big brother the first fucking time. If you know, you know.
Yeah, we know.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, chill out. Okay, yeah, you be all right.
Man.
You know, just leave that person alone or stay away from that person.
I'm just saying, realistically, the community can be controlled by religion, though. I'm just saying, it can be. Religion is a form, is a tool of control. It is. It just
everything is.
Is
a tool of control.
So why you acting like this shit couldn't be happening for real?
I ain't having
no best team. Well, I'm going to chime in on this shit, though. It would go down just like, you know, how the movie went down. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit was just... That shit was just over-pushing it. But I'm saying, I'm sure some of this shit does happen because...
A lot of shit sounds unbelievable. Like, the fact that you would have stole niggas from a whole other continent sounds unbelievable. But they did it.
Hey, bro. I believe it. Like, I'm not gonna lie, because you got to have... You know, you have to have no sense of consciousness or no sense of love or shit about some of the shit these people do out here in the world. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got to be on some other shit, bro, with some of the shit that people do, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't know about going by saying cloning, but you know what I'm saying? Mind control for sure.
Yeah. So that's part of it, mind control.
For sure.
Part of it and cloning.
Yeah.
But you figure it, they got the...
With this shit, man, it's what we see. Like, right, these motherfuckers have no conscience, bro. Like, nothing. They would go shoot up some shit with no problem.
I mean, because they've been doing it. And for whatever reason, I guess it's not going to change.
Right. You know, these dudes going to shoot up churches, man. Like, well, why?
Right.
Why are they doing that?
Yeah. I'm just trying to... I don't know. The movie had me fucked up. I feel like some shit like that definitely could, theoretically... happen, maybe, maybe not to that degree though. Like, a lot of that shit was, you know, a little far fetched.
Sure.
But I think to a degree though, there is an issue with the community being controlled by something. And it might not necessarily be like that, you know, with the niggas bringing in perm and motherfucking pushed it to the chicken. Which, again, I want to say this too, though. I don't know if this was just some nigga shit, but the chicken shit, it was funny, but like, it was a dog ass concept, though, right? Yeah. Hot box, it's a dog ass. I don't like that shit. The hot box and chicken. You know, when we say hot box, we talk about smoking.
Yeah.
But I kind of like the marketing concept of that.
Hot box or Pinocchio?
Yeah.
We talk about that shit, we can say Pinocchio, you know. Mm-hmm. It's the hot box.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just, because you don't believe that shit can happen. So you don't think there's a nigga out here. Some of these motherfuckers can't be real. Some of these motherfuckers just can't be real. Some of these niggas gotta be fucking aliens or demons or something, because like this shit just, it's too much retarded shit going on. Now this was the fucked up part about it though, right? And this is where, this is where the shit kind of got deep for me, though. It's like, what do you do when you, if you found out this was true, what do you do when you find out that you are the clone? Like, that's not a clone, you're the clone. So you're not the original one. What do that do for your life, though? Like, everything that you thought was real at that point ain't real, because you was created in a fucking lab. Now, let's talk about that shit, though. I know you don't believe in cloning and shit, but if you did find out that you were the clone of the actual Angry Man, well, like, how would you move forward? Would you try to create a different, like, what would you do? Would you just leave those memories that have been implanted in you behind and just try to be a different person? Or, like, will you just keep living the life as fucking Angry Man, even though you Angry Man 3016 and shit?
Keep moving at this point.
And just keep being, what, like, why not just switch it up and be somebody else, though? Because you're not even real any fucking way. Like, those memories ain't real. Nobody, none of your loved ones are actually yours. Like, you might as well just switch it up and be somebody else.
Ain't nothing yours at that point.
Ain't nothing yours.
You ain't real.
You ain't real, right? So,
it's too late at this point.
Yeah.
So, just keep grinding it out.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about shit like that.
I mean, I'm gonna do some other shit. I'm gonna be Craig. Fuck it. Like, I ain't real any fucking way. I'm just gonna live a whole other persona, nigga.
But even though, you know, I mean, okay, if I'm a clone, right? And you saying my family really ain't mine.
All right, B-Rock said, that's what the lady seen on the plane.
And my family really ain't mine, but mm-hmm. to the point now, I obviously clones got feelings because I didn't develop a relationship with these motherfucking punk-ass children of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't want to just fuck their world up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's some selfish-ass shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, so at this point, I've been with him, 30-some years by now, so I might as well ride the shit out. If not for me, for them.
Yeah.
I don't want to just be like, oh, shit, I ain't real. I'm gone. Fuck y'all. Now I ain't got no daddy. You know what I'm saying? Or nothing.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's it was, me being the clone and figuring it out, that's my problem. That's not theirs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want to spill my problems on them by just getting the fuck on. You
that's a that's a real selfless response right there.
I might as well ride it out at this point.
Yeah, I'm saying that's a selfless response. Though. Obviously, a parental response. See, I ain't got no kids, so I guess I'm like, fuck y'all. I'm going to be John, nigga. I'm going to be Craig.
And
I'm going to be Morpheus, nigga. I can be any fucking body.
You know,
actually
said I was going to say, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm about to have to leave my kids, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, at this point, shit, if I'm a clone, shit, clone them too, shit, so they can stay with me forever.
That shit kind of crazy though. And what was weird about the shit? I know you didn't watch all of it, but what was kind of strange about it? And I'm assuming that they shot it like this, but like a lot of shit you can't tell when it is. Like the music old as fuck, the cars that they driving old as fuck, the clothes they wearing old as fuck, but like shit around them is up to date. Like niggas watching TV on the big ass the big you know the big back motherfucking TVs and shit like, but then a couple of the other homies and shit they dress up to date, so like you don't know what fucking time period it is, and I think that adds to that idea like nigga this is any of this real nigga?
Like, oh, this shit been going on for
this shit been going on for a long time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
No, this shit kind of crazy though. I don't know. I feel like, well, first of all, I want to say this. It's a good ass movie. I fuck with it. I didn't actually get a chance to see who wrote it. I want to see who wrote it because I'm curious who this person is. But I know you don't believe that shit, dog. But somewhere, it might be some shit like this going on, Angry Man. Like I know you don't want to hear that shit. You don't think none of this shit actually worked? happen, or you just don't give a fuck because you clone 3016 and you just go be clone 3016. But yes, it's my curiosity, nigga. I just want to fucking know, dog.
You know.
But then, just like with them, though, just like with them, what happened was they got to this point, right, where they found out everything that was going on. They found this little trap house with an elevator to the basement, and they had this, you know, lab with all these motherfuckers. They found out what was going on, right? And it was at a point that the motherfucker came to see them and was like, you got a choice now. You can try to break this shit up, you know, go do something about it, or you can, like Angerman said, go on living your life and act like none of this shit never happened. I think a lot of times black folks get to that choice, and we take that choice where we just, it don't affect me, so I'm out of this bitch. And that's why we keep being in the same shit, because we keep acting like shit don't affect us, so fuck it, let it just keep happening. And not using the clone and shit per se, but just the idea of letting shit go because it don't have nothing to do with you.
Turn the other cheek.
Turn the other cheek. And that's a bad move, man. I don't know. So in this situation, obviously you said that if you found out this situation, you would just roll it, you know, ride it out. But if you seen the operation, I'm going to give you that same choice that they gave dog in the movie. You seen the operation. Would you try to get the game together and go motherfucker thwart the machine? Or you just like, fuck it, I seen it. I know what's going on, but man, I'm just going to live my life.
I mean, if y'all saying, would you say thwart the machine?
I couldn't think of another word.
That's a word.
But, yeah, thwart. I think they used to say that shit on, what's that shit? Inspect the Gadget.
I mean, if I see it and stop some shit, you know, yeah, I'll be down to get rid of the machine.
Yeah.
But as far as me, I just keep living my life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't want to, you know, morph into nobody else because, like I said, I got a whole fucking life.
Yeah.
That's you it. Know what I mean? I feel what you're saying. If I ain't had no kids, nigga, I'd be everybody.
Be like, right. Be Roger and shit. Right. Like Roger this bitch.
I'd be everybody in this month.
Right.
But, you know, I'm not going to sit up there to sit up here and say, okay, I found out something bad about me and then want to change for, you know, for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's some selfish ass shit because, you know, I got children.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to, you know, fuck them up.
Right, I can see that.
You know what I mean? But if fucking up the machine don't change my situation, let's do it.
Right.
Just get rid of this bitch.
I can do this shit, though. What about you, Monk Money? What'd you say, though? You see the clones. You see the whole program, like, all right, we putting motherfucking, because I think they might have been putting something in the Chick-fil-A shit and the Popeye shit. I ain't sure. But anyway, you see the operation going down. What you gonna do now? You just gonna turn the other cheek, like, ah, fuck it. We here now.
Well, I'm in the fucking up shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So you bought that life.
So just off that being said, I wanna go fuck up some shit. You know what I'm saying? Because just became they already have control of us for sure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if I can lessen up the fucking chokehold, why not? You know what I'm saying?
Nothing.
Like, you know what I mean? Like. And if I was clone, I wouldn't want to be nobody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Like, how would you just leave everything that you have there to do something totally different, you know what I'm saying?
Nothing.
You know what I mean? Like, I know a lot of people do it because they, you know, they identify as other things. Like, people, instead of the humans, they identify as a whole something that they ain't.
Yeah, I wonder how they clone them.
Yeah, I mean, shit, what you mean how they clone them? They got the same, they got the same thoughts and memories and shit.
Yeah, but if they, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. So, you know, people like to identify as other things.
I mean, if you clone Tyrone today, but, like, before you clone him, you turn him into a teacher.
You know what I want to
identify? How you call the teacher on Tyrone?
I want to identify as a wealthy, rich country singer. That's what I want
to say. A country singer? Why a country singer?
I don't know. Just because I stayed in Michigan and all, I was in the city called, like.
That's random as fuck. Who says some shit like that?
I want to identify as, you know?
Fuck shit. I'm
a country singer.
Out, that's where all R&B hits come from anyway.
A country?
Country sounds.
No, what?
Whitney Houston made a living off that shit.
Yeah. Them all country songs?
Shit, how's Dolly Parton? Yeah. You think she's still relevant?
Yeah. Dolly Parton is
the whole city. Shout out to Nashville and shit. Yeah.
She probably saying thank you, Whitney. You doing all her songs.
But nah, the shit is thought provoking though, dog. I know Angry Man don't give a shit about none of that shit, but the shit was thought provoking for me, dog. So that's why I hit y'all yesterday, like, man, you gotta watch this shit so we can talk about it. Again, I didn't want to get into too much detail.
But you think I can identify as that, like, fucking?
I mean, theoretically, at least this day and time, you can identify as whatever you want to. I believe. I think it. You know, I don't know if they're gonna start putting that on job applications yet.
Like, you know? What you identify? As?
Right. In that aspect, anyway.
Yes.
I mean, what if you just wrote that in, though? Yeah. Because if they say something to you, then that's like discrimination, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. This little world we living in now, dog, is weird as fuck. I don't know if I'm prepared for this little shit. Huh?
Yeah, weirder and weirder by the day.
Man.
Because they being cloned. People being cloned.
Right. Dog, I'm just tripping, though. Like, if you seen that motherfucker, though, you seen you. What the fuck? What you do? Have you seen yourself, nigga? Cause they say that everybody got doppelganger and shit. What if you really got another motherfucker who was you? GG checking in on IG. What up, though? Oh yeah, also too. Today is my sister's birthday, so shout out to my big sis, dog. Happy birthday!
Birthday.
For sure. I already shouted her out on Facebook, but I figured I'd tell y'all too. It's her birthday, so shout out to her. But yeah, nigga, I don't know what I would fucking do, though. I know what you're saying. Like, you know, you got this life and these memories and all that shit. But at some point, if you see that shit and find out that you're not the original, it's got to be a lot of fucking questions about your existence, nigga.
I wouldn't give a shit.
No, how can you not? Like, bro, this is your whole ass existence. Like, nigga, what does any of this shit mean if I ain't actually do it? Like, where is my consciousness even fucking coming from?
You just answered your own question. You overthinking it.
Why would you overthink it? If you found out this whole shit is a fucking charade, why wouldn't you overthink it?
Okay, you already know it's a charade. You already know it, ain't you? What else is there to ask?
Man, that's something to think about, though, cuz.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, man, like, I feel what you saying, too, Abraham, but shit, still, like, nigga, I open up a motherfucking body bag, nigga, and I'm laying there, nigga? Like, what the
fuck? It's gonna fuck you up.
No,
but I'll be
alright. This nigga
for a minute.
Dog, get the fuck out of here.
I'll be alright.
There'll be some changes.
You swear.
I'll turn around. If I can turn around and walk away, okay, well, I already know what it is, so keep it moving.
You know, and that's the problem. I want to know, but I don't need to know. So, like, I didn't need to know that. I don't need to know that that I'm a fucking clone. Because once I know, it changes everything, nigga. Everything it changed.
I don't know about everything, but it changed.
It changed your whole identity. You not who you thought you was this whole time. Yeah, it's gotta fuck with you mentally. It's got to. Yeah. Yes, nigga. This whole time you been who you are, nigga. But you ain't. Come the fuck off. Come the fuck off, nigga. You can't. I love your mental stability. Like, come on, nigga.
Yes, you can. Because all you're going to do is spend the rest of your life going crazy. And I'm not going to do this.
Hey, look, this is a side note, though. But you know what else is good, though? This is on Amazon. Shit called I'm a Virgo. Y'all see that shit? The 13-foot dude and shit?
I saw some shit, but I ain't never watched it.
Yeah, it's actually pretty interesting. It's some more politically charged shit I'll be watching. You know, some old nigga shit. So, trying to send a message type shit. But it's dope too. I'll check that shit out. But yeah, I ain't fucking with it though. I found out I'm a fucking clone. I got a lot of memories in my head of shit that I think is real. Just the idea of sitting here and finding out that those memories ain't really mine. Like, it's some shit that's just been injected into my consciousness.
But they are
fuck
yours.
Me up.
But they are yours because you're a clone of that person. So they are your memory.
I'm a copy. But I mean, I'm not the original.
That's all you are.
Exactly.
Copy.
Yeah, who the fuck would have been a copy?
Well, you copy shit all your life. All
exactly. Exactly. And the copy always be more fucked up than the original.
Okay, well, nobody's perfect, right?
Yo, it's after 11. I ain't fucking with Jesus. Perfect. I ain't fucking with this nigga almost shot. This nigga got an answer to everything. All right, man. We about to get out of here. I don't want to talk about clown. This nigga's obviously a clown. Anyway, dog. It's Monday. Shout out to my man's Oh Yeah. Go be at, what's that shit, dog? The shit on Harper. Good Vibes Lounge today from 6 until 12. Live entertainment down at the Good Vibes. Check dog out. LT checking in. What up, though?
Especially the thing, though, is motherfuckers eat clone meat to be a problem, but have a problem with being cloned themselves.
No, I got a problem with that shit, too.
What you eat?
Yeah, but we got no choice.
So why?
I'm hoping that the shit I'm eating not cloned and shit. It's supposed to be organic and non-GMO. It's supposed to be.
But you just said you wouldn't have a problem with eating it, but you have a problem with being cloned yourself.
Yeah, make the correlation for me. Make the correlation for me.
What are you talking about?
Make it make sense together.
I just said what I said.
I don't get it, though.
You don't get anything that you want to eat.
You get that? You understand what I'm saying? So, like, because I would eat a clone, I should be okay with being one.
I mean, why not? You'll eat the shit, but you got a problem with being it?
I mean, I would eat a chicken that's not cloned. That's not cloned. I don't want to be a chicken.
I guess we are what we eat.
That was weak as hell.
That was weak as hell.
Man, Diddy, check in. What up, done, Diddy?
I guess we are what we eat.
Anyway, dog, we're about to get out of here. Fuck the chat.
Eat that cloned chicken. I just don't want.
All right, so it's not that I don't know. I can't even make a decision on that, whether I want to be cloned or not. But once I found out I'm cloned, it changes everything for me. That's all I'm saying. Everything, all of that shit I thought was real wasn't. That's just like in life, period. Like, even if you ain't just talking about yourself, anything that you've been thinking for 30 years and you find out, damn, nigga, that shit don't exist, it fuck you up. Dog, just like this, though. Some new shit I just seen this morning. Fuck me up. Some more Mandela effect shit. How you spell Jim Carrey's name? Yeah. How you spell Jim Carrey? Is it C-A-R-E-Y, right? Carrey? Yeah. It's two R's in that motherfucker, dog. Since when? Mandela effect, man. So this shit ain't real, nigga. Something ain't right.
Who cares about that?
I'm just saying, this those things that we perceive as being real, and then you find out years later, it's not. Just like Curious George having a tail, just like Bears being spelled with an E-I instead of A-I.
It just changed.
It does. Because the shit that you think is real ain't real, nigga.
Two R's and carry.
I'm just...
Yeah.
I mean, it did for Bears to embarrass me, though, because I still don't believe that shit. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that shit was E-I.
I wonder what's better today now that I know that there's two R's in here.
You know what, though?
Thank you.
I ain't even mad, though, Angry Man, because, like...
Thank you.
It's clones like you. they keep this vicious cycle of not knowing or caring about shit relevant in the Black community.
What the fuck you say?
Did he say my girl told me she loved me? I know it's not real.
I will have a blessed day now that I know that.
Is it anything that you've believed in for the entirety of your life that if you found out today wasn't real would affect you? There's nothing.
No.
Damn. That's deep, bro.
It is.
Nothing.
I'm
not that emotional person, dog.
Damn.
What do I got to do with emotion?
Yeah,
I have a lot to do with emotion because
that's mental.
No, okay.
It will fuck you up. Some shit you've been perceiving as real ain't real after 40 years, nigga. That shit. That's mental. Hey, bud, this nigga potting. This nigga been potting for an hour.
No, I'm not.
This nigga been potting for an hour, nigga.
No, I'm not. I'm just.
Shout out to my nigga Joe Budd. I'm using that shit from now on.
It is. It got a lot to do with emotion, too. You can't rule out emotion because if you get sad about it or if you get mad about it, that means your emotions aren't part of it. It's like finding out Santa Claus ain't real. I didn't give a shit.
Okay, so is confusion an emotion? Because you should be confused. That's some shit you thought was real for 40 years ain't real no more. That's confusion. Is confusion an emotion?
I'm part of it.
Oh, you making up shit. This nigga hella pine. No, confusion is definitely not no fucking emotion, nigga.
It is.
It's a brain activity.
It all ties in with your emotions.
Because confusion ties in with... All right, cuz.
Because you feel...
Hey, so we about to get up out of here.
Because you feel some type of way about it. If you didn't feel some type of way about it, I mean, what is emotion? When you feel some type of way about something.
What do they got to do with confusion?
Because confusion causes you to act a certain way. Yeah, I mean, you know, when you get confused about something...
Cause and effect ain't the same thing, though. So if it causes emotion, it doesn't make it an emotion.
When you get confused about something, 9 times out of 10, you're either going to be happy about it or you're going to be upset about it.
Say that again.
That's...
A cause and an effect.
And that's part of your emotion. That's an emotion.
The cause is not the emotion. The effect is, nigga.
But I said a part of it. Did I not just say that?
Confusion is confusion, nigga. Violet, this should be real my whole fucking life, and it ain't now, nigga.
Hey, man, y'all confusing me right now, man. Yeah, I did.
It's Monday, dog. We out here, dog.
Give
us the other clone and shit. Give us the other angry man clone.
You know how I can, man. You don't agree with him. You know, he gonna reach under each other. He's gonna throw the fishing pole deeper in the water until he gets
it. I feel like that's what you're doing. Because you're the one that don't agree.
I'm just keeping it 100. Everybody doesn't react the same way everybody reacts. I'm not an emotional person. So
I'm just saying that you keep calling that an emotion, though.
I mean, if
confusion is not a fucking emotion.
If I find out it ain't real, the shit ain't real. Then I'm going to keep it moving. I'm not you. I'm not going to sit up here and ponder a lot of times, why is this, why is that, why is that. Sometimes it is what it is. I live in reality, bro. It is what it is.
Say that again.
No.
Now say it again.
Mm-mm.
You live in reality.
You heard what I said.
That ain't even reality no more. Okay. So make that make sense. Okay. And you can go about your life. Because you live in reality. That ain't even reality no more.
No, it's my now it's my reality because I'm living that life.
But it ain't reality though.
Okay. It's my reality because I'm living that life. I realized that what I was going through wasn't me. So now I'm still living in reality.
Man, we out of here now.
I recognized and realized that this shit ain't right, so I'm gonna keep fucking moving.
Anyway, dog, it's Monday. Tell y'all niggas, man. Pull up with my dog down at Good Vibes Lounge, bro. We about to get up out of here, dog. We gonna go around the block one last time. Hit me in the comment box and let me know if y'all like our new software and shit. We got a new way of streaming. Hopefully, it's kind of cool. I'm getting used to it now, so I don't know how to switch the cameras all seamlessly, but we working on it. And I don't know how to make the comments jump up every time they come up either, so I'm gonna figure that shit out. But yeah, if you got last minute comment thoughts in the comment box, we will read it live on the air. Angry Man, about to get up out of here, dog. What's your final sentiments you want to leave with the people, Angry Man 3016?
I mean, y'all can say what y'all want. Oh, I'm going to need y'all motherfuckers stop being so Ralph Trez, man. Stop being so sensitive about shit. I mean, shit, it is what it is. If I didn't live this goddamn long as a clone, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm riding it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've been here doing this shit this long, so it is what it is at this fucking point. Yeah, I mean, and stop letting just motherfuckers tell you a cold cup of motherfucking Mountain Dew is panther piss and you believe. Stop believing every goddamn thing you hear. Wait till shit happen. Okay? You're not just gonna tell me some shit and then expect me to go off in the corner somewhere and wreck my motherfucking brain and live the rest of my life trying to figure it out. You know how many people then die trying to figure shit out that didn't happen or that wasn't happening? I'm not one of those people. And I don't knock the people that do it. I just got a problem with the people that have a problem with me not believing what the fuck they believe. Okay, if that's what you want to believe, that's what you want to believe. Don't press that shit on me. I got enough stress in my life right now that I don't need to worry about what the fuck I can't see or something that didn't happen. Okay? Now, if you want to believe that shit, I'll listen to you all day. I swear before I ask, I'll listen to you all day. But don't have a problem with me for not believing that shit. Okay? I got enough stress in my life, man. You know, I believe in shit when I see shit. You get what I'm saying? Okay. I believe in shit when I see shit happen. You know what I mean? I don't ask a lot of questions because I don't give a shit about a lot of shit. If the shit, like the 2 R's in Cary, if that shit did not change my day one fucking bit. One fucking bit. But to certain people, they have to wake up and realize and feelize and analyze and jogatize and all the lies and try to figure out why that makes sense. And I don't have a problem with that. That's what you do. That's what you do.
Right.
Okay. But don't get mad at me for not believing that way. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
So it's gotcha.
I figured it. My money, what you say, bro?
I say, man, please clone me, man, so my back stop hurting. Pain in my knee.
What kind of shit?
Like, I'd rather you take that shit away from me. I mean, if it's so easy to clone, why is this pain in my knee and in my shoulders? Why's that shit there? Let's think about that for a minute.
Shut the fuck up, nigga.
Please. Let's think about it, though. Let's think about that shit. Let's think about, like, why does your army crawl up the steps? Let's think about that for a minute.
Because my knees hurt.
So why?
Because I'm not a clone, nigga. I'm an original, but that don't mean it's not a clone.
So would you rather be a clone without having them knee pain?
I want my motherfucking original war wounds.
So you rather give you, if you was a clone, you want to give me the bad knees too? I don't want the bad. I don't want to keep this back. Take this back. Take this knee. And it shows. Bitch, give me a new one.
God, it's stupid.
Bitch, give me a new one. Keep this bitch disappear on me sometimes. I be wishing that it just disappear. So if that happens with all being cloned, you can take that shit away from me easy. You feel me? So I and I'm saying that to be saying, bro, like, this shit is a waste of time. Like, a lot of shit is a waste of fucking energy, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm with Angry Man at some point, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to waste my fucking energy on even fucking, well, I'm here now, you know what I'm saying? I'm here now, you know what I mean? Like, it is what it is, you know what I mean? But in the same sense, shit, I still want to know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I still want to know, like, what the fuck? How? You know what
right.
I'm saying? Yeah. And nobody else around me know nothing about it. I'm the only motherfucker that knows that I've been cloning. Nobody that knows that. I know that other motherfuckers be cloning. I just can't know. I would have a whole podcast, hold everything. Everything. I would be fucking be putting this shit out there like something. They would have killed me because I'm putting so much information out.
They
would have assassinated my ass, bro. It was JFK my ass, bro. Right there. Because I'm giving out so all much, all the info. No. And if that snitching bitch, it is what it is. He'll be in the clone. In the clone. So y'all might want to just erase me, bitch, because I'm telling.
Yeah. I feel it. I ain't gonna give away the end of it for motherfuckers who didn't see it and shit. Cause the end of it is kinda crazy and shit too though. Kinda put everything into perspective. But for me though, it's if it's emotion, whatever it is, if I find out this whole time that my existence is not actually my existence, yeah. I think there's gonna be a great sense of confusion.
Yeah.
Everything I thought was real is not.
But I'm gonna tell you one thing.
Now you know when one thing is like that, then it start making you question everything.
Yeah, but I'm gonna tell you one thing that ain't gonna change.
What's that?
Your social security number. The fact that you be poor. Ain't none of that shit gonna change. What's gonna change it? So you gonna be a different person and get richer? Or are you gonna be a different person and be the same nigga?
Is that what's important?
Or are you gonna be a different person and be the same nigga?
Is that what's important?
What? You said you want to uproot and just go, some shit gonna change for you.
Wait, just be somebody else if you're not gonna be yourself. But I'm saying, dude, is the money the main thing?
I mean, but why would you want to be somebody else?
Why not? If none of this shit real, that means we just all actors. And I just play different roles in different movies, nigga. So what's the fucking difference?
So you are play your role, nigga.
You don't have to make time. You'll be unhappy with yourself.
I mean, motherfuckers play different roles in different movies, not because they wasn't happy with the last one, it's just because the opportunity is there.
Play your role, nigga.
So you have opportunity to not be who you were, just to be somebody else.
If it ain't who I am anyways. Because evidently, I was playing that role. I'm a clone, nigga.
So you don't like your role?
I want to try others. I would want to try others if none of these roles are actually mine anyway.
So what's wrong with the role you playing now?
I'm going to say it again, nigga. It's not mine anyway. It's so, not my role.
So what would you identify as?
What's wrong with the role you're playing? That's what I'm saying. If you find out and you're talking about role playing, what's wrong with the role you're playing?
Because this is somebody else's role. Somebody else is doing this.
And you don't like it?
I don't want to do something nobody else is doing, no.
No, so everybody...
That's what human beings are. We are different types of creatures.
So you don't like your role?
No, we want to identify as a gay guy.
Oh, that's weird. That's not really... That's not the case.
What's the case?
I just...
Why would you want to be... So if you find out... So if you find
if I
t- out...
If I find out that I've been an actor this whole time...
You can play somebody else. You would just jump out of what you've been doing all this time to do something else. Which means if you do it, you're not happy with what you're doing.
All this time. What's all this time? If I'm a clone, that shit could have happened this morning. The fuck?
Okay, so you...
So, all what time?
You're not happy...
You don't even have a concept of time.
You're not happy from the time you woke up till now. You're not happy with what you're doing and with yourself. So you'll be just that quick to jump out of it.
I don't think that's... See, I don't know if being happy about it or not being happy about it changes the fact that this isn't my role. Being happy about it or not being happy about it doesn't change that. So I don't.
It doesn't. What would make you just jump out of it so fast?
Because I found out that none of this shit is real.
But you're going to jump into something else that's not real.
Exactly. So why stick around when I know shit ain't real? I can fuck around. So, shit, I can do any fucking thing. Why you don't get that part? Like,
I get that part. Yeah. You
don't have nothing to do with being happy or with myself.
So why would you jump around if you're happy with it, why not stay exactly doing what you're doing?
Because even if I'm happy with it, right? Mm-hmm. There's a million other roles I can play. Just like I'm happy in Detroit. So I'm never going to go no fucking where else. That don't make no sense to me. Like, just because I'm happy somewhere don't mean I can't explore. That's wild. So that's why I would do it. And it don't have nothing to do with being happy with who I am. It's just being able to explore. Because all this shit is fake. So why not just do some other fake shit? Do some other fake shit. You feel me?
That nigga put on the tap dance shoes for that
one. I answered the question.
You did.
I don't know. I think I did. Let's get out of here, clone 3016. Yo, check us out next week, dog. We're going to have clone 2016 here and shit. 2017, 2018 and shit.
You 2030.
No, I'm 2016 with this little ass shirt on. Shit. I can't even breathe. We up out of here, dog. We see y'all niggas next week, dog. Make sure you check us out every Monday, dog. 10:15-ish. Right here on eblockradio.com. Follow us on the gram. Q.Lewis313, dog. Shout out to Chef Monk, AngryMan48205. Check us out on IG. That's it. Wednesday, Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey Podcast, eblockradio.com. Check them out for sure. Yeah, that's it. Y'all need to enjoy y'all week. Pull up on my guys over at Good Vibes Lounge. Shout out to Mr. O'Year. Holding down from 6 to 12 tonight at the Good Vibes Lounge. Got live entertainment, good food. Pull up on the game. I guess that's it. To the next time, you already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio Live when you're down right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Got my man Angry Man in the building.
Just be comfortable with what you said.
Got my man Mutt Money holding it down.
Man, you already know.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live for the 48205, man.
Red Zone.
Peace out, y'all.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
The eBlock Radio Podcast Network loves our fans, and we need your help. Click the link in the description and become a patron on our Patreon page. You can help us continue to deliver informative and funny entertainment as we've always done. But not only that, you'll have a chance to win free gifts, cash prizes, and get access to behind-the-scenes footage, videos, and photos. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and click that link in the description and become a patron on our Patreon page.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.
This is Sarah Hubbard, host of You and Me Kid, a podcast about starting and raising a family on your own. We just launched season 2, and I'm speaking with single moms, those still considering, and experts in relevant fields to give you a real sense of what the day-to-day experience of solo parenting looks and feels like. Plus, this season, I've partnered with California Cryobank, the number one sperm bank in the U.S. So wherever you are in the process, this podcast provides some support, humor, and helpful information. Listen to You and Me Kid wherever you get your podcasts.